Are you looking for ways to ramp up how you deliver customer service? Are you looking for ways to improve cross-selling results? Today, you'll have the opportunity to hear how a community bank with a strong heritage decided to equip their front line so they could consistently excel in both customer service and cross-selling. We welcome Leanne Taylor, Senior VP and COO of NBC Oklahoma, to talk about serving well and selling right. I'm your host, Honey Shelton, and this is Training Matters.
Training Matters is brought to you by the Training Institute, dedicated to setting the standard for individuals responsible for training effectiveness in banks and credit unions across the country.
So glad to have you on as a guest, Leanne. I'd like to kick off asking you to share with everybody a little bit about your bank and tell us what you do there, maybe share about your background. So take it away.
All right. Well, I've been with NBC Oklahoma for almost 27 years. Started here right out of high school and just started part-time while I was in college and really developed a love for banking and financial and helping customers. And so we started as Capital National Bank, and then we changed to National Bank of Commerce. And it's just been a wonderful place for my career. We are a family-owned bank. So what's nice about that is we're all a family. Even our other branches that are here in Oklahoma, we are not outside of Oklahoma, so we're Oklahoma owned and stay in the state bank. We have locations in Altus, Enid, Kingfisher, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City. I'm here in Oklahoma City. We have about 140 employees over all of our locations, so we're fairly small, so I know everybody. We get to know everybody. A lot of the locations travel to other ones, so you get to see them, which is really nice. And we have several employees that have been here 15 years or longer. So I think that goes to show that once you get here, you really like that family atmosphere. They're treated well, so they like to stay. They have family functions, our Christmas parties, different things that go on throughout the year that just makes you feel included and happy to be here. The bank is right now a little over $600 million in assets, so we've been growing every year, and the Ferguson family is the one who owns it. It was originally started out in 1931, and Ken Ferguson has owned it for many, many years as of right now, and he is based out of Altus, but of course he travels to all the locations also and pops in and says hello, so we get to see him, and it's just, like I said, just a really good family atmosphere. So I think it's a great place to be, a great place for my career. I thought I was going to go into teaching when I was in college, and then I just liked banking so much that I stayed with this.
Well, that's great. You know, one thing I'm hearing you talk about, of course, is the culture at your bank. And I've been there, and I picked up on that as soon as I walked in the door. Talking about needs and getting them fulfilled, I know you identified a need last year for elevating the sales skills of your branch staff. Can you give our audience a little history on that? How did you know you had a need? What did you want to be different?
Okay. Well, we saw a need to kind of empower our employees. You realize that you have a culture that you want to please the customers and help the customers, but you also want your employees to know how to do that. You don't want them to offer products that the customers don't need, but you also want them to know the products that you have and be able to, in conversation with the customer, say, oh, I think this might be a product you need. Look at our products here. Let me show you what we have and see if we can help you. And so in going around to our different branches, we noticed that some of our employees were just a little nervous because they would start to talk to a customer and then not really know how to go any further. If the customer said, well, I don't need anything, they kind of would just stop. And so they got a little intimidated, and it helped by talking to them and asking them, what do you need? What would make you feel more confident? And a lot of them kept saying, more training, even training just on me as a person. How can I help to convey our products? What would make me be better at my job? So coming to some of your seminars before, it was great because you always do the self-empowerment and how do I put myself in a position to better help me plus the customer. So that's when I got in contact with you, and that also was around the time when Wells Fargo was in the news, and we wanted to be very mindful that nothing is pushed on the customer. We just really want to help the customer and let them know that we have products and services for them if they need them, and we'd be glad to explain anything they have a question for. So that's when I thought, you know, I need to call Henny and see if she can come in and help our employees feel good about what they're doing and learn more about the products.
Well, that's awesome. What a compliment to me, and I thank you for that you thought of me, and I loved doing that piece of work for you. I know that we talked about how to be certain that these needs that you identified, confidence, less intimidated by a customer, not wanting to push things off on them, that we agreed on me coming to do a very popular program for us called Serve Well, Sell Right. Can you describe who you selected to be in that training and what kind of topics did you and I decide to zero in on? And tell us a little bit how that worked.
We wanted all of our frontline staff, such as our tellers, our customer service reps, new accounts, to attend so that they knew they were important, that everybody in the bank is important. And we wanted to give them the tools to know our products, sell our products, talk to customers without feeling nervous. Know how to talk where you don't worry too much about saying the wrong thing because you know your products. You know what you're going to say. Not necessarily a script, but to be able to feel confident in what you're saying. We also wanted to put our supervisors in the training because as you get new employees, they always look to the supervisors. And so your supervisors need to have the same training to let your people know that they believe in it, they believe in them. So we're all on the same page. And so we just wanted to be able to show them, you know, personalities, be able to show them what we expect, and they in turn can ask questions about what they expect. So, you know, the audience there is pretty much supervisors, frontline staff.
Well, that's the way that I remember it too. And I know that the personality profile, giving people insight about their style of communication, and also to be able to identify and read that in the customer as well, can make such a big difference. I feel like you had really set the stage for that to be successful on several points. And, you know, one was the culture that you described earlier. And then secondly, I felt like your team certainly came hungry and eager, and that's the best setting for any trainer. Tell us a little bit about the feedback from your staff, the results you've seen, and how you know you got any results from it. Why don't you talk about the post-op of that training?
What was fun is when I talked to you before the training, it was kind of like discussed that maybe I just wouldn't fit in on all the training because I wanted them to be themselves and not worry that someone was watching or that they had to say the perfect thing. And so by just coming in at the very end, it was fun to see how we brought in people from all of our locations. So they got to meet people that they'd only talk to on the phone sometimes. So it was kind of fun. And when you did the personality test and discussed them during the day, and then they got to use the mind mapping, which they loved because the mind mapping kind of let them know how to plan their day, how everything would fall into place. And a lot of them, when they saw those personality tests, they saw a lot of themselves in it, but they didn't realize that by knowing their personality, sometimes they could pick out someone else's personality. So if they had a customer come in and they saw certain personality traits that you had went over that other people in the room had, they knew that here was a way they could talk to them differently than what they had normally done. So it was kind of fun for them, they said, to know, oh, that's a clue. She told us, if they say this, that's a clue, I should look for this and be able to talk to them in a different way where they wouldn't get frustrated and then the customer wouldn't get frustrated. So it was really neat to see. And they said just knowing that there were other people at other locations that went through the same training, so if they forgot something, they would call, you know, Oklahoma City would call Enid and say, do you remember when honey said this or when we went over this? How are you guys working on that? And so they would share stories and let each other know that this really helped them or this didn't help them and what were they doing. So it was really fun to see them interacting with each other. I thought, great, because you know that if, let's say, your supervisor isn't there one day, you can call another location because you were in the training with them and say, okay, this is happening. What do you think we should do? And they just feel comfortable. So it was great.
Awesome. Is there any way that you can tell in terms of results? Are you seeing lift in cross-selling or a lift in referrals or any feedback maybe from customers or supervisors that tell you that this increased sales effort and possibly sales results?
We definitely did, especially one of our branches in Altus. She said what she thought was really fun. When she would go out to the branches during the week and talk to them and ask them how their day was, she would see them quizzing each other on products and asking each other, well, do you know the answer to this? Because I do. And so they would talk back and forth and banter and say, we had a customer come in the other day, and I was so excited because I was able to tell them three different products that might help them, and they were excited because they didn't know we had a certain product. So just right there, just this training and empowering them, they went back on their own and even looked at the products even more so that when a new customer came in, they were excited because they wanted to tell them about a product that we had that would really help them. So it was fun. Our supervisor said she's even done quizzes so that they can see if they do know the products or they don't, and you might get a $5 Sonic gift card or something like that to let them know that, hey, we're glad that you're going that extra mile and taking that extra time to really help yourself and the customers.
Well, that's an awesome testimony. You had so many things going in your favor. That atmosphere that you talked about, you know, family owned, family encouraged. I could tell by meeting several of your people that they look forward to coming to work. So I know that there will be people in this audience that might even be turning a little bit green and thinking, oh my gosh, I wish our culture was a little bit different. But my experience has been when it comes to empowerment, self-confidence, elevating the skill sets needed to be more engaging with the customer, all of that can be taught. And I liked how you insisted that your supervisors be in the training. Everybody heard the same story. Everybody was on the same page. And it sounds like that's the way you've really reinforced the training, is to bring things back up. I know that I had suggested to them maybe flashcards about products or things like that. So it sounds like the interest held tight. Where would you say you are with it now? And how long has it been? Was it early fall?
It was September, end of September, yes, that we had the training.
Okay, so here we are in January, well past the 90-day mark. Do you feel like the interest is still fairly high?
I think so. We try to do a quiz a month just to kind of keep it fresh in their mind, because if you do some training and you don't kind of keep up with it every couple weeks or every month, it kind of falls to the wayside. So we've done some fun quizzes. We've put some fun answers in there, kind of hidden in there, to see if they're actually really reading everything. Different locations, it's funny, have done Jeopardy-type quizzes. So I'll send out the material, and it'll have information, and then it'll have test questions at the end. And they'll have their supervisor ask questions, and not that they buzz in, but they raise their hand, and they're like, I know it, call on me. It's almost like you're back in school. So what we did is trying to make it fun so it doesn't feel like it's a chore for them to look at products and services every month. So we did one where everybody who made 100 got their name in a hat for a drawing. And it wasn't a big prize, but it was a fun prize, something that they weren't expecting. And everybody likes to have a drawing. And when you have, the first time we had maybe 6 or 7 with 100. And they're like, oh, are they really going to do a prize? Well, we did. So then they got really excited. So the next month we had 20. And then the next month we had 30. So it was getting to the point where I was like, this is really fun.
Well, I think those are the very kind of things that do become need satisfying. Being involved, having a little fun, raising expectations, being rewarded or applauded or recognized for knowing what you need to do and how to do it. Let me ask you this. This is kind of our last question, but have you or do you have plans to alter your job descriptions or expectations or even what you look for in a new hire based on your desire to see customer service standards to include cross-selling? Are you making any adjustments around that or do you feel like you need to?
I really don't think we need to make a lot of adjustments. I feel like with them having this training, whenever we do get new hires, they're excited to help the new hires. So it's not just the supervisor training, it's everybody training. So we've had a couple new tellers start after the training, and they get to see these quizzes, and they get them in their email, and they're like, what is this? I've never seen something like this. So then the other ones come up to them, and they say, okay, this is what you need to do. Study it, and then we're going to have some fun, and then you're going to be in a drawing. And they kind of feed off of each other. They don't even realize that they're kind of already changing the atmosphere of their job description. They're already talking more to customers. If we have a new product, they're wanting to know about it. They want to know more about it. They don't just say, okay, we have a new product. They want to know why or what it can do. So we've never want to bombard our customers or make them feel uncomfortable. So it's just a conversation. We just have more conversations. You can walk through our bank and see them having more conversations with fellow employees and customers. The atmosphere is the same, but enhanced, I think.
Well, I think it's a great story, and I'm so glad you were able to call in today and share with our listeners who have the same level of interest that you do, that they want to see training that gets results, they want employee engagement, they want employees on the hunt for spotting opportunities, and they don't want it overdone. Just like you said, it was very timely when I was there because of the Wells Fargo debacle around taking cross-selling too hard. Yes, that's right. It's still fresh in all our minds. Anything you do well when you overdo it isn't going to turn out well. And I think that Wells Fargo cross-selling scandal was a good example of that. You know, certainly a great bank, certainly great intentions, but overdone, it created a lot of embarrassment and misuse of the customer. So again, Leanne, just thank you so much for calling in and for sharing your story. I know that our listeners will get a lot out of it, and I'll look forward to the next time you and I connect.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate all you did for us.
You've been listening to Training Matters with Honey Shelton.